Perhaps the hottest real estate in the Boston area this winter is a parking spot. And as you likely know, if you've lived through this winter, many Boston drivers who shovel out a spot can stake their claim with a space saver for a few days. It's a notice to other drivers to look elsewhere for a spot to put their four wheels. And it's something Cognoscenti commentator Ethan Gilsdorf takes issue with.
America, or at least Greater Boston, is divided into two types of people. There are those who feel entitled to hang on to their parking spaces once they've cleared them of snow. They protect their turf with a chair, cone, or trash can. Then there are those who shovel out their cars, drive on, and leave their future to fate. Confrontations between the two camps can get heated. Some lead to retaliation, even violence. Woe to those who violate the time-honored tradition of marking your territory with the human equivalent of dog urine. But the split between those who hoard their spots and those who don't uncovers a philosophical divide, a rift in social ethics, of what is fair, what is unfair, right and wrong. There are those like Boston Mayor Marty Walsh. "You shovel it, you earn it," he said. "Hey, I did the work. I should reap the benefits. That's how America functions." But for the space-sharing crowd, and I count myself among them, all this attention on singular effort and singular benefit doesn't feel right. One's individual labor should benefit the common good. Pay it forward. Share my snowblower. This country is bigger than my wee kingdom of asphalt. Those who proclaim every able-bodied shoveler for him or herself have a different American experience. You pull yourself up by your bootstraps. You don't need help from anyone. So how do we get these camps to come together? I don't know. But it feels like a classic us-versus-them showdown, as familiar as right versus left, Red Sox versus Yankees. But I do know, I won't be surprised if all this marked territory becomes more than the equivalent of yellow snow. Black and blue, perhaps. Or worse, blood red.
Ethan Gilsdorf is a writer and author of Fantasy Freaks and Gaming Geeks. You can read his essay and many others at WBUR's Ideas and Opinion page, Cognoscenti, at WBUR.org.